Good evening. Good to be here at camp and worship the Lord with you. Many of you I know and recognize, some of you I don't, and I look forward to becoming a nuisance in your life. I mean a blessing in your life. And how many just got staff and guests? I think I brought the guest. No, some came. Good to have the honeymooners with us. But how many came up today? Raise your hand. Okay. All right, good. How many of you have been here a week already? Two weeks? 2 weeks? You have, really? Saints. Bless you. Blessing on you. How about 3 weeks? 3 weeks? Really? Sarah, you can't even raise your hand. I thought you were here. Okay. Three. Anybody? 4 weeks? No 4 week people? And they don't come to the meeting. Well, how many? Now, there's two unwritten rules for every pastor. That's never to acknowledge the heat or exhaustion. And I always break those rules. How many on the staff are you're a little weary? Be honest. Come on. Oh, I'm doomed tonight. All right. Well, I just want you to know that I understand that and am very unsympathetic. But, I thought tonight as we gather together, we begin this new, actually the kickoff of this next new period. Wouldn't it be good if we just offered up, as it says, David wrote in Psalm 141, I think it's verse 2, about we offered up an evening sacrifice to the Lord. It's all about Jesus. It's all about glorifying Him and exalting Him, And you can just sort of pull it all together and say, Lord, I just want to offer this sacrifice. David says in that psalm, he says that the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. He says that my prayer will be like incense. Why don't we do that? And I'm gonna, there's a hymn that I should have written it. Because I sing it so much, but it's a psalm to me. It's number 23. Our great Savior, our great Savior. Shall we stand and let's sing it to the Lord? Come on. If you're able to stand, it looks like most of you can. Let's stand. Let's sing it together. 23.
May fail.
got it right. Could you raise your hand? How many of you can relate to what he's saying, one verse or another? Or is this one of an ancient hymn that was good a few years back? And I mean, I think what this hymn writer wrote about, I think we've all experienced one way or another. Amen? Give me a strong amen.
Amen.
I got to know you're in the room. I mean, just take a quick look at this. And I'll tell you, because this is why I love this. He says, a friend of sinners. Well, that's not me, because I'm a saint. I am. I've been, not that I'm perfect, but I've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. I was a sinner, but I'm a sinner saved by grace. Give me an amen on that.
Amen.
How, are you sinners? Give me an amen on that. No. Brother Keith is getting tricky first night out. No, because if you're under the blood, then it's all about what Jesus did, right? But look at the second verse. He says, what is strength and weakness? Let me hide myself in him. 20 question time. How many of you have ever had to hide in Christ? Have you? I mean, I think we all do on a theological basis, but we hide sometimes in a very real way in him. It says, tempted, tried, and sometimes failing. He, my strength, my victory wins. Third verse, Jesus, what a help in sorrow. While the billows o'er me roll, even when my heart is breaking. Can I really push it? Has anyone here ever had a broken heart? And you're not too embarrassed to say you have? You have, huh? I think it hurts, right? It's real, too, when it breaks. Have you known the healing power of Christ, though? Anyone here experience the healing power of Christ to heal broken hearts? You have. Well, when we sing the chorus again, I want to hear a strong hallelujah. Because that's a miracle, right? What a guide and keeper, while the tempest still is high. Storms about me, night o'ertakes me. He, my pilot, hears my cry. I have found Christ this way. I have found him to be these things in my life. And so I'm going to ask, as we sing this fifth, that we receive, not only as it says, now I do now receive you, but that when we come to that chorus, we offer up thanks, worship, adoration to him. Come on, let go and let God tonight. What do you say? There's no hierarchy or ministers in the house. There's nobody watching you. It's just us and Jesus. And tonight's the night of an evening sacrifice. And you might be a little weary, you might be a little tired, you might say, I had a long haul, maybe a little distracted. But this is the time to give God what he deserves. Are you ready? Will you join me? We're only going to do this for about 45 minutes at the top of our lungs. So I hope you have the strength, do you? Okay. Let's just give him all we have. Let's just worship him tonight with all that's within you. You know what might help? Maybe it might help if you lift your hands and say, Lord, you are worthy. No matter how tired or distracted, you're worthy, Lord, and I'm going to worship you. I'm going to do that. So join me. Let's sing that. Let's sing that fifth verse.
Jesus, I do now receive him more than all. In him I find. He hath granted me forgiveness. I am his and he is mine.
Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is my desire to honor you. That's what we want to do, Lord. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you, all that's within me. All I has within me, I give you praise. All that I, yes, Lord, is in you. Let's give him our hearts. Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me, yes, Lord, oh, we worship you. We give you our hearts. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We exalt thee, O Lord. We praise you. You are worthy, O Lamb. We praise you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you. We exalt you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall we be seated? Let's sing that chorus again. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you. Yes, we do, Lord. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Have your way in us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. We exalt you, dear God. Praise you, dear Savior. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord, we worship you. Glory, glory to God. Jesus, we love you, Lord God. You are our King. We exalt thy name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Father, we do exalt you this evening. We worship you the best we can, O God. We say that you are our God, King of kings and Lord of lords. And Lord, we want you to know we're a grateful people, that we recognize your presence. We recognize, Lord, that we walk in the light and because of you, Lord God. You made a way for us. You are our joy. Knowing you, O Lord God, is everything. We pray, God, that you'll strengthen us this evening. We pray, Lord, that you will cause us to drink deep from those wells of salvation. We ask, Lord God, for the needs of this camp this evening, and particularly we want to remember, Lord, those children that have gone home, that, Lord, you'll meet them, continue the work in them, the seed that was sown, Lord, the work of your Spirit that was accomplished in their hearts. Continue that work, we pray. Lord, we don't know all their stories, some from Christian homes, some from perhaps rough homes, but keep them for your name's sake. Bless all the counselors, we pray. We ask, God, that you will meet every staff member, those that have gone home and these that are here. Strengthen them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that for their willingness to serve you. And we just pray for them. We pray, Lord, that you will particularly come to these that work in the office, and Sister Letha, Lord, and our Sister Elsie, Brother Paul. Strengthen them, we pray. Oh, God, you know the hours they put in, and we just pray for them as well. Lord, we ask, God, too, for the counselors and that are coming up, and we want to pray that you'll add to them, Lord. We pray, God, that if there's some that should be, that you want to work here and give their time as counseling, that they'll hear that call, Lord, and you'll make a way. We pray. Put everything in order, we ask. We ask, Lord God, that you'll also prepare the hearts of the children who will be coming up next week. Lord, do an eternal work in these. We just believe you to do this. And we just thank you that you are mindful of us. And we give you all the praise and all the glory to your name. Amen. Amen. Well, this is a beautiful pulpit. This is new to me. And I feel like I better start using better English behind it, because it's just so nice.